Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Really? About 15 minutes? Sitting here debating because my son's giving me a hard time. Good morning, this is Farmhouse Spirit Warrior. I'm coming to you live for a couple of first minutes here. Promotion of my first book that's being published. I will do the critiquing of that book too. It's called Wispy Princess and the Rainbow Mist by Emily Russell, a.k.a. Farmhouse Spirit Warrior, also known as the show. I've changed a couple times. I don't even know what I have it listed as right now. Power was given to the people. I put it back to. It's with our voice. Power of our voice to change things. When we take action and bring up the truth and what we believe. Even if we keep getting told that we're not believed, like pushing through to the other side. I'm only doing like a 5-minute show today just to promote the book. This book would greatly help us move in a couple years if I could just get every single person that ever watched the show to purchase a book and maybe get somebody else to purchase one book. I'm going to have other books out in publication. I mean, if that's something that you choose, you want to wait. I'm going to have some original artwork with Wispy Princess, the second copy, maybe by the fall or next year, depending on what my publisher suggests. It's just an inspirational story, fantasy story, like about three living beings meeting their creator God one afternoon and then being sent back to Earth. So I guess I just told the whole story, but it's pretty cute, and I hope you take a minute to pick that up. You can find it quickly on Amazon, or I think it should be through Barnes & Noble's. I believe it's in different countries, so that would be a story that was inspired by me knowing my son, my niece, and my nephew one afternoon when she was a toddler and they were in the living room running around, being all crazy, and she was swirling around. And at that time, my nephew's personality was he wanted everything just a certain way and everything kind of how he wanted it. And then my son was just ready for the next fun event. So he's jumping around crazy, and she's swirling around with a baton and acting like a little princess. So, therefore, Wispy Princess and the Rainbow Mist came to life. And it's not the only rundown story that I have of this. I had actually found the original, so I've been basing some other stories off of that to keep Wispy Princess going with small little stories. So that's all I have for today. It has to do with God, heaven, earth, Mother Earth, relationships, life on earth, the fantasy idea of a creator God. The one major critiquing I have of the book is I wish I would have had original artwork with the first one. That's about it. And I didn't want the girl particularly of one look. Like, I wanted it to be more. I had decided afterwards that I had said that they could do their own artwork for this through the company that's publishing the book, that there was a couple things I wanted left as a fantasy, or I'm sorry, as in the imagination. So, like, I didn't really want the princess to have the specific look because I wanted it to be left up to the person reading the story, or that person becomes the Wispy Princess, or you know what I mean? So that's the one definite critique I have of it. And is the I wish I would have been able to get that original artwork out with it. But other than that, the price ranges from $15 to $10 that I've seen per purchase of each book. And that's about it. I hope everyone has a great Sunday. It's February 15th. This travel this relocation, the hopes that these small books will do something through God for my family, is it would help us relocate in 2.5 years for my son's college, and also it would provide a place where me and my husband want to live scenically and stuff, because this is not really where we want to be. So it would be, what do they say that is? A really weird saying, killing two birds with one stone. Yeah, he goes somewhere that we'd rather be for school. He doesn't mind we tag along. That's cool. He's not running from us yet. And call it a day. We already did the runaway thing, and boy, that didn't work out, because, whew. Well, anyhow, we're not going to mix all that up with Wispy Princess. So, everyone have a great day. I'll finish the show out if I have a couple minutes with Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? My earrings dangle on the phone. This is a live recording, so it sounds a little different. Everyone have a great day. You are the
I'm scared to take you to your friends, but I'm willing to try.
You don't have to.
Why?
That's a lot of
them. Then I'm not just about this for me.
Well, I need you to, but... Why?
Don't you try it yourself. Take a chance there. No, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Yeah? Yeah, I would.
You would.